Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Can hold the edge down in the run game, and he's doing a good job in the run game.
I agree.
But the explosion getting to the quarterback, which is what fans want. They want those quarterback sacks.
Correct.
They want those pass rushes.
That's what this team needs.
And they need it. And unfortunately, he's not there yet. And so fans are going to hang on to that, said Mykal Williams. I don't know. The casual fan doesn't understand the run game and run fits and how you contain and how you keep funnel everything inside. So, yeah, he's got one quarter. He had one quarterback hit in the sack against Tampa Bay. That's not enough.
No, he was good early.
That's not enough.
He was good early, but it just feels like their missed tackles are all piling up.
Yeah, no doubt. And then you get Bryce Huff, who overly plays 24 snaps on Sunday.
And he looked exhausted.
Yeah, he only played 24 snaps, though. So we mentioned this as soon as Bosa got hurt. When you take away Nick Bosa, now those opposing offenses, they no longer have to game plan for number 97. And now you're getting more attention, Mykal. You're getting more attention, Bryce. You're getting more attention, Sam Okwuanu. And right now it's not three quarterback hits in three games. It's unbelievable.
Bonte Hill in studio joining the Morning Roast as he does each and every Tuesday at this time as you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the Free Odyssey app. Coming live from the Laughing Monk studio.
Do you do the legal right at 9 o'clock?
No, actually, I just needed to remember because I've actually been slacking a little bit lately.
Do you go 9:05?
No, dude, I did like 9:09 the other day. I was like, I'm pulling a Bonte. There we go.
Hey,
they happen very rarely, though.
Thank you, yes.
For the most part, he's very good at getting
it. The only
on
one
time.
That does it like early is Steiny. He does it like 5 minutes before the top
of the
hour.
He runs out of material and he just goes to the legal deep.
Well, it's a deep.
You like that, Sasuke? That's why everybody left.
Well, it's funny you bring all this up in regards to, like, you know, the depth
sounded
and everything.
Like a villain there. Can you just save that laugh? He sounded like somebody in Inspector Gadget. Like, Batman! I'm gonna leave you in this room dangling over a bottle
it's the Kyle Draper laugh, yeah. There you go. Baldy joined us last hour, Bonte. I know you were listening and knee-deep in that. You know, we talked about it. You know, should the 49ers be adding to this team right now with all, like, the loss of Bosa, with Fred Warner? This is what he had to say.
Trade deadline is coming up. I mean, if they want to be competitive, they got to make a move. They have to make, if they sit and just say, we're going to develop our young guys, we're sitting tight. Like that, I don't know. Like, if I'm John Lynch, you got to make a move. You might have to eat some salary. You got to move some guys around, extend, whatever you got to do. Like, they've got to make a move right now.
Well, is there like
And typically what you do is you raid good players from bad teams, whether it's Trey Hendrickson, whatever. Like, I feel like they've got to be aggressive at this point to really stay in this game right now.
It was a false start for me, 5-yard penalty. Me and Dominic Pooney, I'll own that one. But he said they need to be aggressive, Bonte. You agree with that?
I don't. Not right now. John Lynch mentioned it a couple weeks ago. Now, you know I love Baldy, but John Lynch said it. Make me make a deal. What are you going to do Sunday Night Football against Atlanta? What are you going to do in Houston? What are you going to do against the New York Giants?
I'm frightened.
What does it look
by this Falcons
team? Let me ask you. They go 3-0. I think we're all in agreement. Buy something, right?
7-2. Yeah, you buy something.
Okay. They go 2-1. What do you do?
I may buy something for the cheap.
What about you?
Yeah, well, I told him earlier, I'm not third round or lower, I'm not doing anything. Fourth round.
I can't be mortgaging a bunch of picks when I have a bunch of holes on this team.
Yeah.
Obviously,
yeah,
I'm going
to
read.
Okay, but you took a third rounder who has yet to suit up for you six games into the season.
I understand that. Trust me. I don't get it. But at the same time, who's out there and what are you going to get for a third round pick?
You could get Kayvon Thibodeau. I'm just hypothetical.
Right.
Kayvon Thibodeau, third round pick.
Then you do it because you have control for another year.
1-2.
I've got to stand pat. I got to keep these picks.
Well, you wouldn't trade away.
I have to keep these because then the offseason happens, right?
No, I'm saying you wouldn't trade away one of your guys if you're 1-2. Somebody calls you and says, hey, we'll give you a second round pick for Trent Williams.
Ooh.
I think you owe it to yourself.
I think about it.
I would think about that. I'm not sure if I would do it, but I think about that for sure.
0-3?
Yeah, in 0-3, you're not making any moves. No. You're probably trying to sell parts like Juwan Jennings. You're probably looking to see if anybody wants Brandon Ayuk. You're looking to see if anybody wants one of your defensive players, Jair Brown.
I was going
to
say, is there anyone that you're not trading at all? Obviously, no one's going to, like Michael Williams, like no, they're not trading their first round pick from this past year.
Yeah, I'm not trading George Kittle.
Okay.
I'm not trading Fred Warner. I don't think you could trade Brock Purdy, even though I wouldn't trade Brock Purdy.
What about Christian McCaffrey?
Yeah, I don't know if I'm trading Christian McCaffrey. I'm keeping Christian McCaffrey.
What's his contract look like after this year?
It's a good question. We'll get on that.
I believe there's a team option with Christian McCaffrey, but I'm not trading Christian McCaffrey.
What are you making of his season so far? It's like it's fascinating, like because they can't run a lick. And Baldy made the point. That's how I was kind of watching the game last night. Like, God, Bijan looks just like CMC did two seasons ago.
Right.
He's having an offensive player of the year type of season. Looks incredible, and like. He's not, obviously, doesn't have that burst. He doesn't have that same kind of like, wow, CMC from a couple seasons ago. But he's still, like, I still watch him make plays left and right in the passing game.
Yeah. You guys asked me the question, does he look washed? Does he look like he lost a step? And if he was washed, he wouldn't be making the plays he made
in the
past game.
He's productive, but not explosive.
But he's not explosive. But the run game as a whole is not explosive.
There's a potential out at the end of this year.
Potential out, right?
Yep. Yeah, potential out. So. Yep. This could be his final year.
It could be the final year, but I don't think I'm trading Christian McCaffrey.
No, okay. No, just out of ask.
I'm not trading. Look, these conversations are all valid. It's all valid. If you go 0-3, everything is on the table, and you got to look for 2026. You got to look for it. And Shanahan, knowing Shanahan, he's not going to be attached to a lot of guys. He's not going to be. He's going to say, hey, we got to do something for the future here. And if you got to get picks now, you can say, hey, picks, they don't make good picks, right? And that's the problem with draft picks, where everybody wants to trade for draft picks. There's no guarantee you're going to hit on that draft pick. And the Niners are proving that they don't hit on every draft pick. But a lot of teams don't hit on every draft pick. So what type of veterans are you going to bring in? Or what type of NFL-proven talent can you bring in if you want to make deals? That's the bigger question. And who's going to be available? So there's a lot of moving parts here in the NFL. But when it comes to trading Christian McCaffrey, he's the one guy who's productive week in and week out on my football team.
I know.
I have a hard time trading. Who are you going to hand the ball off to? Isaac Arendo?
Well,
seriously?
I mean, Brian, we know it's not Brian Robinson. You didn't get a carry last week.
Look, I was arguing going into the draft. There's a strong reason, an argument to be made for taking a running back in the first three rounds. People thought I was insane.
No, you were the only one saying maybe if Jenty falls to you, think about
it. Had to consider it to me.
I wanted Tyler Warren.
We talked about that.
I wanted Tyler Warren at 12 overall. People thought I was crazy.
Yeah.
Tyler Warren looks sick.
I mean, what were the Bears doing passing up Tyler Warren for Loveland?
I do like Loveland, but not ahead of Warren.
Tyler Warren was a monster.
I know. I agree with you. And we're talking about this, too. On top of the fact that you drafted a wide receiver that you haven't seen this year and a running back. Like, Niner fans don't even know who these guys are because you haven't seen them.
Jordan Watkins is a wide receiver. You've seen him at practice. What is he?
He was ascending.
What is he, though?
I mean, I don't know what he is yet because he hasn't played in the game. He's like 6'1", 6'2", but he's kind of thick.
Okay.
He has speed. Watched him a couple times at Ole Miss. He could get deep.
He's listed at 5'11", 196.
5'11"? Is he 5'8"? Is he that it?
Yeah, I thought
he was 6 feet. thought he was 6 feet. He looks bigger. Okay, he looks bigger. Yeah. He plays bigger. I thought he was starting to make some strides, but again, in the back of my mind, rookie wide receivers with Kyle Shanahan.
Yeah.
How many really get on the full? How many? Yeah, unless you're Debo. I mean, who really came on in the second half of that season? Yeah. Ricky Pearsall. We didn't unfortunately get to see him right away. So
the other thing is, I don't want to play like, you know, retrospective, but it is true. Like, we knew that they needed to probably move off Debo, but I do believe part of the run game is stymied right now because all the motioning with Juice, nobody's honoring that. Yeah. With Debo, you at least, even when he's washed and angry and not productive, teams are like, oh yeah, I gotta move.
They miss Debo.
They do miss Debo.
They miss Debo. And he's having a nice little resurgence in Washington. I'm happy for him because he was a good Niner.
He was a great Niner.
And because the attitude last year, I felt like it was time to move on. And he's one of the few guys where, you know, we always have draft crushers, right? We want this guy. I want a Debo very bad. And actually drafted Debo Samuel. And he became a really good Niner.
And it never works out that way. You're the guy you love. Your team never
works out that way.
I would argue he had a couple great Niner seasons.
He's
an all-pro.
And they missed Debo. And that's been underrated. Also been underrated is they missed Brandon Ayuk as well.
Yeah.
We were talking training camp going into 2023 when they had the spectacular offensive season, which we were having a conversation. Can this offense be as good as the 94 offense? And it was at times with four guys going over 1,000 yards. We were talking about the dynamic duo that Brandon Ayuk and Debo Samuel was as being one of the best tandems in Niners history and being one of the best tandems across the NFL.
Yep.
And we underrated both of those guys, unfortunately. And Brandon Ayuk may never be the same, and Debo's now in the nation's capital.
Well, here's where it's tough. The guy that they took to replace those guys is also hurt, even though he's productive. But the element that he doesn't bring that Debo did, he's not a red zone target today, the Ricky Pearsall.
Yeah.
He can get open in the red zone, but red zone to me is like mano a mano. Right. Can I make a contested catch?
You know who was?
Sam LaPorta.
Brandon Ayuk was pretty damn good in the red zone.
He developed into that, absolutely. Yeah. And he would high point the ball. Ricky's just not there right now. And they miss him really bad right now.
Well, especially, and I just thought of immediately George Kittle coming back. That being that threat in the red zone can help so much. I was just watching the Sunday night game. I know you guys both were too. That catch that Sam LaPorta just jumping over everyone. Yeah. I mean, it was an incredible one-hander. He gets both feet in. But that's something George Kittle can do. He's a future Hall of Famer. And we were talking to Baldy about it, Bonte, and he actually made the argument, man, they miss his blocking even more than they're receiving right now. And hopefully he can play, obviously, against the Falcons this weekend. Sunday Night Football. Levi, are you going to be there?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, okay.
I think so.
All right. Bonte,
I think so.
Bonte making the appearance. Let's go.
Yeah, I'm always around.
Well, no, I know. You're locked in tonight, obviously, Portland Trailblazers.
I'll be locked in Portland. Warriors. Dodgers, Brewers. Can we get into baseball a little bit?
You want to?
Right, maybe you. I don't want to dictate the show, but another thing that's grinding my gears?
What?
You take out Scooble Friday night after 99 pitches in the sixth inning. And then you take out Blake Snell last night.
Dave Roberts.
You're cheating these guys out of historic performances. 103 pitches after 8 innings. You gave up one stinking hit. And we got to pull this guy. God forbid anybody throw 420 pitches now. And Dodgers should have. Dave Roberts is so lucky. They won that damn game.
You think Blake Snell is having flashbacks of the World Series?
He was. I guarantee you he was.
Kevin Cash, right?
I guarantee you he was. What was Detroit doing? You got the best pitcher in baseball dealing 13 strikeouts, smoked Cal Raleigh on a 100-mile-an-hour fastball, and let's go ahead and pull him and ask her bullpen to get 9 outs, and you give up the lead right away. Well, I just can't stand it.
Terang yesterday needed to take one for the team. You got to let that ball hit you.
Yeah, absolutely. But, you got to pull a Roger Dorn.
It's easier said than done because instinctually you're like taught to like just get away from it. But right in that situation, you just had to hit it, and it would have tied the game. What's coming to the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Speak now, forever hold your peace. If you want to join the conversation, the phone lines are open. 888-957-9570 is the number. Niner fans, how are we feeling about this team going forward? No Fred Warner, no Nick Bosa. George Kittle hopefully comes back this week, is practicing. We'll see with Brock Purdy as the week goes on. We'll see with Ricky Pearsall. Obviously, Brandon Ayuk, we'll see. If you get anything from him this year, but quite frankly, it'll be gravy. But if you want to join the conversation, there's that. Plus, I do want to talk some dubs with you, Bonte, because there are some injuries lingering with this team. I don't know if they're concerning you, but some Warriors fans might be.
I have
concerned.
A silver lining on it.
Oh, a silver lining with your mouth full, too? 888-957-9570. We'll get Shasky's silver lining on the other side. And it's going to be brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You hear what they said about Steve Kerr? There you go. That was my best time.
You're going to have to work on your little advertisement with new vodka.
Why? Oh, boy.
You do not sound happy, bro.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, Mark. Yeah, I love it. It's great, Mark. Very cool.
I love Bilmo's white guy voice. It's so good. Chuck Taylor from Chappelle Show.
Did new vodka renew with this? Or is that a thing of the past?
I don't know. We're talking about that. By the way, this Sunday night, the kickoff
Stay tuned.
I missed that drop. Wow. Lorenzo Neal and Evan Giddings will be live from Laughing Monk Sunnyvale starting at 3 o'clock.
Oh my
They'll have
God.
All the early games on the Beer Garden. We'll be rocking with the DJ and bartender serving Gold Bar whiskey specials. And if you're going to the game, this is the best part. You can sign up for the free shuttle to and from the stadium. That's right. First come, first serve. Go to the Eventbrite page on our website, 95centthegame.com. Sign up now. That's 95centthegame.com. We got some calls here that want to. We got a Dodger fan calling in. I know you were hot on the Dodgers win last night in Milwaukee, or as we pronounce it, Milwaukee.
No, I can't stand the Dodgers. It's inevitable, but it's just the process of what these managers are doing. Jack Morris went 10 innings in 91 in Game 7 against the Atlanta Braves. 10 innings! You know, Bob Gibson, one of the greatest pitchers ever. Greg Maddux, dealing deep. Andy Pettit. I mean, the Niskos. Roger. These guys are taking the ball from him after 6 innings. Oh, my God. God forbid. 100 pitches. Oh, it's too much. Let's sit him down. You're in October. You load manage in May, June, July, August, September to get to October. Let it rip. Stop taking these dudes out. You can't. Jordan Zimmerman. Ask any national fan. Any national fan. Jordan Zimmerman. The clubhouse for the Giants said, oh, my God, we got life. Zimmerman's out of there.
It's one of the dumbest like pitching decisions of all time.
I mean, Blake Snell was dealing. Dealing. Couldn't be touched. We want to see something historic. These are the playoffs. Let him get his Paul Bunyan moment. 9 innings, shutout, one hit ball in the NLCS. And yet we want to take the ball out of him. Now you got to go through two relievers to get the damn win.
Well, and here's the thing. Like, I've pushed back on the whole, you know, raw pitch count thing. And just over and over I go, like, we had this conversation with Kapler. And he actually got stymied when I asked him these questions. But I'm like, is it the number of breaking balls? Is it the number of pitches from the windup? How many are you charting? How many pitches in between innings? What about warm up pitches?
Yeah,
this raw number of once you get about to 99, about 100, you know you're done. What
the Scooble thing? The Scooble thing
bizarre.
Friday night.
It's bizarre. Like they got lucky.
You deserve to lose. Detroit, you deserve to
well,
lose.
They got lucky to go to extras, is what I'm
yeah,
saying.
Yeah, no they doubt. They did get lucky. Long. They did get lucky. And it was inevitable that Seattle's going to find going. A way yeah. to win that game. And I watched every single pitch of that game. And Scooble sitting there, 99 pitches, 13 strikeouts. He can't go total rubber in the seventh inning?
It's ridiculous. No, I agree. Sam and Vallejo wants to join the conversation. 888-957-9570. Bless you, Bonte. What's up, Sam? You're on the Morning Roast with Bonte.
Dude, what up, Spadoni?
What's up, bro? What you got?
Bonte.
What's up, man?
Thanks for taking my call, man. First time caller, by the way.
It shows. What's up, man?
Hold on. My battery's on. My battery's on 5%.
So yeah. We're going to hold on for you. First time caller. Making a great impression, Sammy.
Sammy, what you got, man? Come on, Sam. What you got? What do you want to hold on for? You, dude? Get the hell out of here, man. You're wasting our time, dude.
Loving great screen call.
I was going to say, man, he's a Dodger fan. I can't expect so much.
Honestly, it was a great call because it made me laugh.
His phone was working when I talked to him.
What a jerk.
That was 3 minutes of goodness.
No, in the description, it said Dodger fan dash 49ers defense. So there you go. That's all you needed to know.
Those are the guys who used to irritate me. Let's take that. I don't miss that. Just some idiots who just want to waste your time.
I know who you miss, though.
Who's that?
TC in Sacramento.
Oh, boy.
That's who you really miss, who wants to join the conversation. TC, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's up with my bros? Bonte, what's up, bro? It's been a minute. I had to tap in with the homie.
TC, I miss you, man. I miss you. You still got that Trey Lance jersey?
Hey, man, you know I got it.
I know you do.
I just wore it last Sunday.
TC, I'll never forget meeting you at training camp. We were so happy. We were so hyped.
Bonte, wasn't we, bro? Hey, listen, man. Hey, oh, man. But listen, 5-4, listen.
Listening.
That was a gruesome injury. Oh, Joe, I know. Since you here. Okay. Well, let's bring it full circle then, right? So, brutal injury. Brutal injury, right? But hey, do we want to go down Shanahan's line? Is that what y'all want to hear?
Hey, I want to hear from you, TC. Whatever you got, give me whatever you got.
All right, we're gonna shoot it straight, bro. Hey, I'm gonna throw a twist. We ain't gonna blame the game. That loss, that ain't on Shanahan. But you know what's on Shanahan? That he hasn't done his whole tenure here. And do we trust him if we want to start trading people away for picks? Do we trust him? The offensive line. That's what I put on him, bro. Holding Mac Jones and Brock Purdy up straight, bro. He's been playing with this offensive line. That's what I'm going to put on him. We've been talking about that for years. So when I called the other day, Joe know what I was talking about. Say if we do, Bonte, you guys answer this. Do we trust Kyle Shanahan? Say if we got 5 first-round picks today. Do we trust him to draft an offensive lineman? He going to draft 3 receivers, and the other 2 picks is going to be on the defensive line, bro. Let's be honest, man. So do we trust this guy with this offensive line moving forward, bro? I know we banged up at Fred Warner, but do we trust the guy, bro? That was my whole thing, man, with this guy.
Trust him to what? To draft?
Yes, to draft and move forward, bro.
Well,
the two most...
I was going to say, they've made some incredible draft picks. They've made some awful draft picks. Yeah. Philosophically, I disagree with the way they've invested in the team via the draft, but I also can't argue the results. When you win as much as they've won, and they've won a lot of high-level games, like, their results speak for themselves. My counter to them would be, yeah, but you've gotten your quarterback hurt. You know, whether by accident, by freak nature, or by design, you have failed to protect your quarterback for a good chunk of your tenure here in San Francisco. It has done you in. So, is that football? Is that draft philosophy?
Well, I think the offensive line play has never been worse. I've been saying this for over a decade. It gets worse and worse and worse and worse. And you see the style of play in college football. Everybody's out there in 3-wide, 4-wide receiver sets. Linemen are in 2-point stands instead of having your head in dirt in 3-point stands. Then you come to the league And you got teams that line up under center. Sometimes they'll split it up, go shotgun, they'll line up under center. But the philosophy is so much different. The run game is so much different in the pros as opposed to college football. How many teams in college are running a zone read scheme? You know what I'm saying?
Not many.
You're playing basically in a spread formation, running a gun run that we run on NCAA all the time.
Who are the three best offensive lines in the league?
Three best right now? Offensive lines?
Just pick a couple.
Well, Eagles are usually regarded as that.
They've invested in that offensive line year after year after year. Landon Dickerson is injured right now, but they drafted Kelsey's replacement while he was on the roster.
No doubt.
I think the Broncos are one of them.
Broncos are interesting.
They have Mike McGlinchey, too, which is crazy.
They gave him $50 million in free agency, which I don't agree with.
And then I think the Chiefs, they spent
Indy and Detroit.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. But the Chiefs have also spent a lot to fix their offensive line.
And you see what Chicago did? They spent over $72 million to fix their offensive line, and they ran the ball very well yesterday.
But the other two are right.
So Penei Sewell, top five pick. Okay, the kid Nelson, Quentin Nelson, top 10 pick.
Yeah.
Like, there is something to be said. Now, you're going to miss. No one's saying that you can't miss. But there is something to be said for, like, hey, we are going to build the tip of the spear and get the offensive line right. Now, for the Chargers, great example. They got Rashawn Slater. They drafted Joe Alt. Both are hurt right now.
But now, whose fault is that? But you also look at the 49ers, right? How many top five picks have they had to go get offensive linemen? Top 10 picks to get offensive linemen.
Well, they had a 10 pick this year.
You think about they got Mykal Williams because they needed an edge guy, right?
I know.
Did they not?
But they went D-line, which I get why. They went D-line 1, 2, the second, third round pick, and then again later on.
Well, they went C.J. West fourth round, Nick Martin third round, Alfred Collins second round, Mykal Williams first round. And I think we're all pleased so far with Mykal Williams and Alfred Collins. They're playing good football. Those picks right now are solid, right? We know what Alfred Collins is. He's going to plug the gaps. He's going to try to stop the run. And he came up with one of the biggest plays the Niners have had in recent memory. Mykal Williams has been solid. Not great, but he's been solid. You look at last year, okay, they go wide receiver first round. I think we think Ricky Pearsall's a good player.
Yeah.
When he's on the football field, he's productive, right?
Yeah. Sure.
Second round pick, Renardo Green. Not a bad quarter. He's not bad.
I don't know what to make yet.
He's not bad. Yeah. Dominic Pooty had a hell of a rookie year.
Yes, he did.
Comes up with the PCL injury in training camp. He hasn't been the same. That was a third round pick. You look at 2023, they didn't have a first or second round pick.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? They've had Trent Williams, who we've kind of like been doing this dance every couple years. Like, is he going to retire? Is he going to stay? Like, you needed to draft a tackle to replace him.
Yeah, but you didn't have high draft capital, right?
This was about a second, third, or fourth round pick.
So they did that with Pooty. They drafted Pooty in the third round. They drafted Pooty to guard. They drafted Jared Kingston.
He's really not good. That they've invested in the offensive line.
Well, you look at their top picks, right? The second round pick. I'm just looking at the draft right now.
But the data tells you they did an advanced run. No.
2022, they didn't have a first round pick. Vontae. They drafted Drake Jackson. Their first pick was 61 overall in 2022. They drafted Drake Jackson.
And it was a terrible pick.
It was terrible. Commanders just had flashes, and then his body gave out. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you're going to miss.
Yeah, but I was reading this book. It's inarguable. Since the day they started, they did advanced analytics on this. They are the second least amount of draft capital on the offensive line as anyone in the league.
They signed free agents, and they've had some of the better offenses in all of football, right? Have they not?
No,
they've got a three NFC championship games and two Super Bowls.
Bonte,
have they not?
They have.
What has done them in when it's all said and done, though?
Bad execution. Bad execution.
I think the quarterback
fumbling,
getting hurt.
Fumbling.
Yeah, I
bad throws. Quarterback didn't get hurt against the Kansas City Chiefs in Las Vegas.
Well, but you had a botched play by the offensive line.
You had a botched play, but you also had a botched play with the punt return.
You really
had a
blown assignment in the offensive line.
No, not as much, but you got to think about where they've been picked. So 2021, right? We all thought they needed a quarterback.
Yeah.
They drafted Trey Lance.
Yeah.
Second round pick, they drafted Aaron Banks. He moves on to Green Bay, but he was a damn good guard, right? Jaylon Warren got $15 million a year from Kansas City.
Yeah.
They drafted him in the fifth round.
Yeah, but he never played
fifth
for you.
Fifth round.
He never played for you.
Now he's in Kansas City starting. Yeah. So maybe it's on the coaching. Maybe it's on the coaching staff not developing this talent. Maybe you got to put the onus on
them. You can't
sit
here with a straight face and say, drafting a backup blocking tight end in
the fourth
round.
He started Sunday night against the Detroit Lions. No, Jaylon Moore.
No, it's about Cameron Latu. Like,
you're going to miss on picks.
No, but why are you taking blocking linemen, blocking tight ends and kickers before you take linemen.
They thought something better came along to. They missed on the pick. They missed on the pick. We can focus all the time on the missed picks. But teams usually only hit on 40% of their picks. It's not like we're going to hit 100% every single year.
And they're not taking enough linemen.
Maybe not. Maybe not. It's doing them in this season, but looking at the past draft history,
too.
But looking at the past draft, well, they had injuries galore last year. McCaffrey was never even suited up. He played two games.
Two games. You and I won't see eye to eye on this. I think that they need to adjust their draft philosophy regarding offensive line.
I think they need to adjust to it, but to sit here and say that they have top 10 picks to draft offensive linemen, they haven't had that.
No, what I'm saying is you've wasted how many second, third, and fourth round picks on guys who literally couldn't finish the year out for you and got cut?
Things happen. Things happen to draft picks. They're not the only team that's missing on picks, Shasky.
They're not
the only team missing on wide receivers or linemen or defensive linemen or corners. Green Bay's drafted wide receivers. How many wide receivers has Green Bay drafted in the last 10 years? And they still are trying to find a wide receiver.
Sure.
It is a crapshoot in the NFL draft.
You're arguing a different thing. I'm arguing they are not putting enough infrastructure in the draft into their offensive line, which I think is inarguable.
They've also gone the free agency route, right? With Weston Ridgeburg. They tried to sign Weston Ridgeburg and gave him a lot of money.
Years ago.
But they went to a Super Bowl with Weston Ridgeburg. He got hurt.
He wasn't
on
the
team. He got hurt.
In this first round in the 2025 draft, there was three offensive tackles taken above the Niners. There was Kelvin Banks Jr., there was Armon Membu, and then obviously Will Campbell, the top guy that went to the New England Patriots, who are now in first in their division. And then after that in the first round, because obviously the Niners took Mykal Williams, you had a couple late in the 20s. You had offensive guard Jonathan Jackson to the Minnesota Vikings. You had Josh Connerly.
The kid to Kansas City.
And then you got Josh Simmons, at the very end to Kansas City.
And he was coming off an ACL injury.
Yes.
And so, he would have been a top 5 or 10 pick if he didn't get hurt.
Imagine if the Niners take Simmons, right? Because Simmons was a good player. Niner fans would have lost their minds if they drafted a guy coming off a torn ACL.
Oh, because they would have flashbacks of Trent Baalke.
We would have lost our minds if they drafted Simmons. Come on, Shasky.
Well, hold on. If he fell to the second, it would have been different.
He didn't fall to the second.
But he did.
Bosa didn't play. He got hit, drafted off an ACL.
But everybody thought he was a can't miss. He had the core muscle injury.
Some people wanted Quinnen Williams, too. There was a conversation about Quinnen Williams. Yes. I hear you on that, though.
Look, I'm going to go down with it. They need to be able to invest into the offensive line. I don't think that's a crazy hot take.
No, I'm not disputing that. What we're talking about is looking at the past where they traded for the left tackle. So you got your left tackle. You try to pay for centers. Alex Mack, Weston Richburg, or whatnot. All right, Brindle, I'm not a big fan of Brindle, but you have scored a lot of points with Brindle at center. Let's not be mistaken. You drafted Aaron Banks in the second round.
Okay.
You went to a Super Bowl with Banks. You decided not to pay him. I think we all agree that paying him probably wasn't the best business for the 49ers, considering where their books were at. Right? Am I not?
No, but they drafted McGlinchey
in the first round, thinking he's going to be their right tackle for 3 years.
They traded Trent Brown before he even played a down for Shanahan.
They didn't want him in the system.
Guy 10th overall.
They didn't want Trent Brown.
Who went right after him, Colton Miller, has been a better player than him.
But they drafted Mike McGlinchey. My point is, they used the first round pick.
They did.
On Mike McGlinchey, thinking he was going to be the tackle for the next 10 years. And they didn't believe in Trent Brown to run their system. That's on them. I like Trent Brown, but they didn't like Trent Brown. That's on them. So you drafted a right tackle you thought was going to be your right tackle for 10 years. You trade for Trent Williams, who's your left tackle to this day. You drafted Banks in the second round. You've tried to invest free agency capital on the center position. A right guard. All right, you flip the third round pick. You try to get Pudi. You try to get guys in here.
Pudi's fine.
So, yes, moving forward, absolutely you need to invest in drafting offensive linemen. But at the time of these picks and where they were picking, the only conversation that's debatable to me is the Kinlaw pick, where Tristan Wirfs is sitting right there.
Yeah.
So that to me is the one where it's like, yeah, you probably should have gone worse. But other than that, I have no problem about the backup tight end who's a blocker. I have no problem with them with the way they've gone about their business with the offensive line, because they've been one of the most potent offenses in all of football under Shanahan when they're right.
Have you been underwhelmed, both of you, by Mykal Williams thus far? I'm just asking.
I'm not underwhelmed. No, he's been who I thought he was going to be, which seeing him in training camp. He's going to be good against the run, and he's going to be raw in terms of rushing the passer.
Okay.
I think the jury's still out on him. I like the player, but like...
Why, are you underwhelmed?
I haven't really seen much flashing.
Well, there's not much
on
that D-line.
Well, correct. No, that's what I'm saying, but you invested a first-round pick.
When Bosa hit the scene, they had D Ford that they traded for. They had DeForest Buckner coming off of playing every snap the year prior, and Eric Armstead finally was in the right position. So he went, he joined a team where he didn't have to be the best player on the line.
Well, Bonte, you made the point, this is the opportunity for guys to separate themselves going forward. I would like to see more from Mykal this year. And I know it's
tough. What are you not seeing from Mykal?
I He's an edge rusher. I want him to get to the quarterback.
Yeah, they have him playing, and he's not.
But that's the problem. I feel like he was kind of sold to be that guy from Georgia with that defense.
He wasn't sold to be that guy.
Well, Daniel Jeremiah and all these guys were telling me he was.
Well, that's Daniel Jeremiah. John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan sat there from day one about this guy. He's going to play inside on early on late downs. On early downs, he's going to play outside to contain a run game.
So he drafted another defensive tackle, basically, is what you're telling me.
Interchangeable tackles, what they did.
Okay.
Kind of.
That's not, yeah, that
but
makes,
they also
that,
thought
that
Bosa
doesn't make
was
me
be healthy.
Feel good as I see Nick Bosa go down. I need someone else to step up, is
they,
what I'm saying.
They gave him $100 million. I mean, like,
I know,
you expect
it's tough.
Him to fly.
It's tough. And I expect a first round to show, like, flashes of being a first round pick, is what I'm saying.
Yes.
And I just haven't felt that. I don't think that's a hot take.
Well, this is where I want to see them suit up Nick Martin. Like, I just want to see the guy play. You told him 75th overall.
Michael Williams, they all said it. He's not an edge rusher right away.
Okay, right away.
On third downs, he's going to play
I know
D-tackle.
He's getting baptized by fire here because you don't have Nick Bosa, which sucks. Like, I hear that. You thought you were going to have Nick Bosa, learn from him.
I thought he had a solid game against Tampa Bay.
He played well. Early, yeah.
They played well.
For sure.
It's not his fault they had coverage busts back there.
People are fired up, by the way, about this conversation. We got, like, full phone lines. Let's get to him before we hit Fast Five. Steve in San Francisco, kick things off. What's up, Steve? You're on the Morning Roast with Bonte.
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
What's up?
Getting back to Shasky's point, I think it stems deeper. It's not a drafting philosophy issue. It's a Kyle Shanahan offense and personnel philosophy issue, which, again, I think that's why a lot of his shortcomings come from somebody just not counterbalancing that. Bonta, I mean, you're talking about Weston Richburg and mid-round picks as a rebuttal that they're prioritizing, but those, to me, reinforce Shasky's point. They're picking from the scrap heap and cop.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Pulling together, Shanahan's admitted that even in interviews. He said he explained his philosophy of how much worse it can be with a offensive lineman. Like, if you're picking it, the value's just not there for him. I have to go back and see where it is. But
it was I'll take the skill position guys early as opposed to the linemen.
Right.
And it makes sense, but like right now they need meat and potatoes.
My point is Dominic Pooney had a solid rookie year. He strains his PCL right before the start of the season. He's not the same guy. But we said, wow, what value in the third round? You got yourself a starting right guard. All right, you trade for Trent Williams. You don't have to worry about left tackle anymore because Trent's been playing at a Hall of Fame level for so long. Now father time is coming, and you need to invest in his potential replacement. You had a left guard in Banks that you spent the second-round draft pick in, Steve. That's all I'm saying.
But he replaced a guy who you traded for in Laken Tomlinson.
Oh, I agree.
Who you also let go. Like, at some point, you have to replenish that.
No doubt. But they let him go, and I thought it was a good move because Laken Tomlinson hasn't been heard of since
he left. Thanks, Steve.
I agree, but Aaron Banks, like, when you draft him, you either going to keep him or you're going to draft his replacement.
I agree. But you didn't draft it. So you got Ben Bartsch and you have Connor Kobe, and Kobe had a good game against the Saints, and he's regressed a bit. Yeah. He's a rookie. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
Do we remember Banks' rookie year? Everybody wrote him off because he basically didn't play, and he redshirted. Then he comes in the second year, and he plays at a damn near Pro Bowl level.
The last tackle they took early was Anthony Davis in 2010.
Mike McGlinchey?
Yeah.
That's true. 10 years ago.
Right. Yeah. It took Michael Glinchey.
God, that was almost 10 years ago.
And we were all ready to run him out the building.
Well, because you had a tackle.
But we all wanted to run Michael Glinchey out the building, right? At right tackle?
Not the initial pick. Also, I think people were happy and excited about the pick initially.
I wasn't excited about the pick.
I wanted Derwin James.
And then 5 years later, he's gone.
Yeah.
And now he's in Denver. And damn, you just mentioned it. Denver's got one of the better offensive lines in football.
Let's go to Dave in Pleasanton, wants to talk about this. Dave, what's up, man? You're on the Morning Roast.
What's up, fellas? So I got 2 points. First off, Vontae, you're 100% wrong. If you go over the last 10 years, we have always prioritized defensive line in the draft.
I think you guys are missing my point. I never said that they didn't prioritize offensive linemen. I'm saying that they have spent offensive line, and offensive line has not been the biggest issue in the world because this offense has been flying high, running the ball down people's throats, and scoring over 30 points a game when they're humming and healthy. That's what I'm saying. They haven't spent high draft capital because they're the biggest holes. They have bigger holes.
My second point would be Jake Brendel, career backup. He is not good, never was good as a Niner. Then you go right tackle. Mike McGlinchey, we all ran him out of town, and we let somebody that wasn't better than him take over for him. If he was better, he would have taken over earlier. Then you go to Aaron Banks. Aaron Banks had a bad year the last year he was here. Ben Bartsch couldn't take his job. So that tells me he's worse than Aaron Banks in that last year he played here. We have done nothing to bring in. We always bring in defensive linemen.
Did they not spend a second-round pick on Banks?
How long ago was that?
They spent the second-round pick on him, and he walked away this offseason. And what did everybody say? Let him walk. Right?
Yeah, but I guess what he's saying is look at the defensive line philosophy, when guys walk, they have a replenishment. Like, they have someone that they're either going to pay, like Javon Hargrave, to come in, or they're going to draft guys.
Well, that's the bigger issue, in my opinion. That's the bigger issue. Defensive line. They've not replaced DeForest Buckner. They haven't replaced Eric Armstead.
And they've thrown so many picks, and I agree.
And it's been terrible. Been terrible.
They've been trying to find the running mate for Bosa forever, and they just have not been able to. Jackson signs today with the Washington Commanders. Remember that second round pick?
But where they've been on the draft board and where they've picked, and the picks that they've had, who was there available for them to take?
Let's go. For example, they had two wide receivers under contract, and they took Pearsall. Why? Because they had a succession plan in their mind down the line. They don't use that same philosophy on offensive line.
That's a Shanahan thing.
I don't think it is because right now you're paying multiple receivers to not play for you. The one that you did draft is injured, even though I like him as a player. Like, that's what I'm saying. You're calling it a Shanahan thing, and I'm saying on that philosophy of drafting and running your personnel, I think he needs to pivot a little.
What I'm saying is when you look at the history of these last five drafts and where they've picked and their picks that have been there, who are they going to take there? You already had your left tackle set up.
You had your replacement in Mike McGlinchey. You go to Mikhovitz. Mikhovitz ain't been that bad. He hasn't been that bad.
He's been okay.
He hasn't been that bad. He hasn't been that bad, but they've made him into a starting right tackle. He hasn't been that bad. Again, you spent capital on Banks. You decided to move off of him. You thought Barch and Kobe could be better.
He wasn't even playing for the Jags.
I know that, but that's how they felt. They felt like Banks was expendable, even though they spent a second-round pick on him.
Okay.
A second-round pick.
Again, like the wide receiver, they had a succession plan. Where's the succession?
Their succession plan, obviously, is Kobe and Barch. Well, they let Banks walk this offseason.
I'm not saying I agree with that,
but that's what they feel like.
Well, that's their successful plan.
But at the same time, did you want to pay Banks in the offseason?
No, but I wanted to have a guy in tow. But I also didn't want to pay the kicker.
Did you want to play McGlinchey? Did you guys want to play McGlinchey?
You didn't want to pay McGlinchey. Time out. I didn't want to draft a kicker in the third round. I didn't want to take, you know, multiple running backs who never play on your team. Isaac Garendo, for example. Like, all these guys that they've taken at other positions where they had other people, they don't even make the team.
Garendo show flashes, and he's whiffed.
Yep.
Again,
yeah.
What about the picks that have hit? I'm looking at the last two drafts.
Jordan Mason.
I'm looking at the last two drafts. You got Marquise Siegel out of Jordan Mason. Jordan Mason didn't want to be here anymore. And that's the other thing. Jordan Mason wanted a bigger role. He wasn't going to get that role here with Christian McCaffrey
in
front of
him. Did he speak upon that?
No, he knows that. He knows that for sure. Okay. We all know that.
All right, you know, I mean, it's obvious.
The proof is in the pudding with Jordan Mason.
Even if they had Jordan Mason.
Think about the way Jordan Mason was acting towards the tail end of last season with some of the attitude
they
issues.
And they do.
I'm not saying they don't. But he knew that he wasn't get the opportunity he has right now in Minnesota here in San Francisco.
Right, and I hear you because Brian Robinson and the lack of burst. I just don't think they're a Jordan Mason away from this like being an all of a sudden better run offense. But to your point, like you guys can both agree, like offensive line's clearly their biggest struggle right now, right? Like six sacks.
You're going to be on your third string quarterback
potentially in Adrian Martinez if this keeps coming up?
Is that the biggest issue or is it getting three quarterback hits in three games?
I think it's the O-line because right now I think I don't have any.
You got to protect your $200 million.
But you also have to get an interception. They don't have an interception in 14 games.
Yeah, but I would say to you that what they did this year was they took three straight picks or whatever it was, three out of four picks, to try to address that. I would love to see a similar philosophy on the offensive line.
I hear you.
Let's go to that guy in San Francisco before we get to Fast Five. That guy, you're on the Morning Roast with Bonte. What's up, man?
Hey, good morning, fellas. I called you guys once last week, my first time. I call your show JoJo on the go because I'm always on the go.
Thank you.
And then Bonte Hill. Hey, my brother, I used to listen to you back when you were with Pop, and I saw you over at Chase Center, man. You're a real one. I appreciate everything you do, and I'm always rooting for you, brother. But on this thing with the Niners, I got two points. The first one is we need to stop this pity party now. We need to just move on. This is the last day we lick our wounds, because if you remember back to last year, there was a team that was very similar. They had a strong offense, and they lost a lot of their key components on defense. That was the Detroit Lions.
Yep.
Remember? And they very similar to how the Niners lost big guys on, but that offense was so strong. And if there's any guy like Shanahan that can put this offense back together and get it rolling, you know, they ran out of gas against Washington last year, but, you know, they made a real strong try. So if we can get some defensive guys somewhere off the draft or something, I'm very confident that with this Pearsall coming back and Kittle and getting the top guys back on offense, this offense can get rolling and somehow plug in the holes on defense. We can make a hard run like Detroit did last year.
Detroit is so good. Here's the thing with Detroit last year. You had two running backs, even though Montgomery did get hurt for a minute. You had the two running backs, an elite offensive line. Jameson broke out last year.
Amon-Ra St. Brown.
LaPorta was healthy, yeah. And Jared Goff had one of his finest seasons.
And I will look at this team right now. It's one thing if you were to tell me, hey, you know, Nick Bosa, that sucks. Okay. Find an edge guy out there. Usually there's, you can find a player to help rush a passer. Linebacker, like the quality has never been lower at that position.
Think about it though. Where we're at right now, they'd be trying to replace D Ford for how long?
6 years.
They'd be trying to replace Buckner for how long?
For a while.
Then we look at Jimmy Ward at free safety.
They miss him. Well, and also corner.
And that slot corner. Yeah. But I think Stout's solid.
Yeah.
So it's not just offensive line. There's a lot of misses on this football team.
Safety has been a hole.
And they've been one of the better running teams in the last 5 years. Have they not? This is by far their worst year running the football.
This is the year where it's all coming to a head, I feel like, and that's where fans are at, because they've just never been this bad, Bonte, running
They've never
the ball.
Been, exactly, they've never been this bad.
Well, they've always had elite personnel on the outside, which has masked some of their offensive line deficiencies. We can, the play caller making $20 million a year, the head coach, has been able to mask a lot of their weaknesses.
You have a bad offensive line. Like, I think about Daniel Jones opening night against the Dallas Cowboys. You got a bad offensive line, you're going to get sacked over and over and over again. This offensive line has been comparable. They've been very, very serviceable.
Yeah, but in the fourth quarter of the Rams NFC Championship game, offensive line got caved in.
Well, they also
2022, your quarterback went down. And Jimmy got hurt like three times that year in 2021.
Jimmy's a walking injury,
2023,
too.
What happened at the end? Like, right. The Green Bay game, you got bodied, and then you find a way to win.
Jimmy also made terrible decisions in that NFC Championship game.
Yeah, but he also was hurt.
And we knew it was a divisional game. It was going to be tough, and it was going to be rough, and stubble, and Aaron Donald's a game wrecker. You're not going to stop Aaron Donald. I don't care who you have. You got a Hall of Famers in Canton, Ohio who can't stop Aaron Donald.
It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
Don't you just love football? Talking about offensive line, defensive lines, all this. It's what makes it the best. It is the best reality TV show, bar none. Although the MLB playoffs have also been very entertaining. Manners going to win that series, by the way, right? 2-0? Night-night?
Feel like I have them going to the World Series.
Yeah.
Manners.
It's pretty... It's pretty thought,
but... It's the Dodgers, man.
I know. I know. What's your final thought today, Bonta?
Should I go down this road today?
Come on, do it.
Oh, yeah, you told me to remind you.
Yeah, you know.
Don't do it.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm not going to
do it.
I'm not going to do it. I gave my final thought.
Let me guess. Shasky's right.
No, you're actually not right. We're arguing about two different things with the offensive line. You want them to invest heavily, heavily, heavily into the offensive line. I get it. What I'm saying is they've gone about their way, and they spent the second-round pick and a third-round pick, which is high capital to me. The top 70 pick. That's big-time draft pick.
Well, then they're either not identifying the right guys to keep, or they're not drafting the right guys.
That's the conversation. They're not developing, and they're not keeping the right guys.
I think you're more frustrated in Shasky is with Shanahan, the GM, than the head
that's
coach.
What I'm
I think
saying.
We could just all agree on that, right?
Yeah, but again, I understand that they're not going to hit on every single pick.
No, of course not.
If in a good draft, if you can hit on four or five players, that's a good draft.
They went like three drafts and they hit on one guy.
Right, but they also didn't have a first or second round pick in a lot of drafts. Yeah, that was a bad draft. That was a terrible draft. Terrible draft. But who was there for them?
To take it off its line. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there. No. But the final thought was what?
Stop taking pitchers out after 100 pitches. Let them go. Let them go. Let's stop being soft.
So ridiculous. You know what the other team
Blake
wants
Snell
you to
really
do?
Good, by the way.
Of course he does, because he's a really good pitcher. He's just kind of a diva. It's the other dugout wants you to take that guy out. They're dying to see anyone else.
Yeah.
They want to see a guy come cold out of the bullpen who only has one or two pitches. That's what they want to see.
In a high leverage situation.
Exactly. Yeah. It's insane.
What's your final thought, Joey?
He's right. The Dodgers are going to win it all, and I hate them.
That's it? We're ending on that
is
note?
Is Dan Roberts going to be the
first? I want to talk more offensive line.
Is Dan
Roberts going to be the first, like, three-time World Series champion who we all are like, yeah, he's okay. Like, at a manager position. He's going to win three, and we're going to be like, eh, he's all right.
I'm trying to think.
Like, he's not revered.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of the guys.
Well,
that
how do they feel about him in L.A.?
I mean,
I don't know. I feel like he gets criticized.
I mean, well, they're just so
I think he's good, not great. I do think he's good. I think we crush him. He's pretty good.
Like, he's going to have more success than Tommy Lasorda, but he's never going to be Tommy Lasorda down there.
Because of the personality.
Because of the personality. No.
Tommy Lasorda came for the team from Brooklyn and everything.
And because of Friedman, there's always, like, now in modern baseball, the GM has got more, you know, feel for the roster than the coach. I don't know.
Through 6 weeks, boys, who would you see as the best team in the NFL?
Best team?
Best team right
now. Like right now?
Right now. Who's the best team in football?
Kansas City.
Yeah. At 3-3.
Even at 3-3.
Best team right now?
I mean, think about it. They lost to the Eagles. Travis Kelce catches a touchdown. That's a different ballgame. Chris Jones contains on third down against Justin Herbert. Yeah. They get the ball back. They may steal that game in Brazil. The Jacksonville game. I mean, how many times did you see Mahomes throw a pick six that goes for 100 yards? And the way that game ended. You know what I'm saying?
And then
Trevor Lawrence stumbles over his own feet, and they steal that game.
And Chris Jones blames himself because he didn't try hard
enough. The Chiefs could easily be 6-0, 5-1.
I know.
So I'm betting on KC.
God, I hate
and they're getting Rasheed Rice back
Who's
this week.
Who's the best team in the NFL? You know what? I think one of the best players in the NFL, I legitimately, this year, I think he's a top five player. It's Jared Verse. This guy's a monster. I watched him again on Sunday morning. He lines up over whoever he thinks is the weakest dude and just throws that guy to the ground like a rag doll. He is wild. Baker Mayfield is definitely in the mix as like top five player. For
offensive line talk.
What you got?
We're complaining, and we can look at sack numbers all you want.
Sack line.
They were the top ten rushing team for four straight years.
But not this year.
With the revolving door offensive line. Yeah, it's a regression this year. But we look at past history, and we forget they've been one of the top running teams.
But if they have
besides the Browns, no team has had more quarterback injuries than the Niners.
They got some brittle guys, man.
Adrian Martinez, get ready.
Steven Garoppolo's not exactly durable.
My final thought, happy birthday, baby Nora, 3 years old today.
That's
awesome. I love you, sweetheart. She is the greatest thing in
my
life.
Happy birthday.
Her and her brother, young Benjamin, who just turned six. About a month ago as well. That was Fast 5 brought to you by Xfinity. Introducing the 5-year price guarantee. One consistent internet price for the next 5 years. Guaranteed. I guarantee you, Bonte wants to join Steiny and Goon next.
No.
Brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
I'm done.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations, galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.